Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Putin has accused Ukrainian intelligence services of responsibility for the explosion on Saturday that damaged the only bridge from Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. He said the attack had been aimed at destroying critically important civilian infrastructure. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports.
President Putin described the explosion on the bridge between Russia and Crimea as a terrorist attack ordered, planned, and carried out by the Ukrainian intelligence services. At a meeting with the Kremlin leader, the head of the Russian Investigative Committee, Alexander Bastrykin, added that citizens of Russia and foreign states had also been involved in the attack. Russian investigators have concluded that the blast on the bridge was the result of a lorry being blown up. The fire spread to a fuel train. Kyiv has not claimed responsibility for the attack.
Now that most of the bodies of the 120 people who died during Hurricane Ian have been recovered, the superstorm that lashed southwest Florida is falling off front pages. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, the hard work is just beginning for survivors who now have to rebuild their lives.
Where do you start? For the hundreds of thousands of people whose homes were flooded or damaged or destroyed by the epic storm, there's cleanup, filing for home and auto insurance, contacting FEMA, finding a contractor. And today, where do they sleep, get a hot meal and a shower? Gary and Paulette Dickerson, both 73 and retired, lost everything that was standing in their Naples apartment to Ian's storm surge. But between their church, FEMA, the Red Cross, and generous local businesses, Paulette says they're doing okay.
The world is really a wonderful place. I know we only hear bad, and I just feel that it brings out the best in people rather than the worst.
John Burnett, NPR News, Naples, Florida.
4 years ago, female candidates shattered records in running for Congress, governorships, and state legislatures, and in 2020, they broke some of those records again. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports on where things stand as the 2022 midterms approach.
A record 25 women are nominees at the gubernatorial level this year, including 16 Democrats and 9 Republicans. That's according to an analysis from Rutgers University's Center for American Women in Politics. There's also a record 3,552 women nominees for state legislatures. And while most of them by far are Democrats, a record-breaking number of Republican women are running for state House seats as well. While the numbers of women candidates have fallen off in the House and Senate, they remain well above where things were before 2018's record-breaking elections. In addition, a record number of Latinas are running for the House, as well as Black women running in the Senate and governor's races. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says as much as 15 inches of rain could fall on parts of Central America as Tropical Storm Julia moves across the region. Julia hit Nicaragua's Caribbean coast as a Category 1 hurricane. You're listening to NPR News. The Green Bay Packers are the latest team to compete in the National Football League's London Series. While their fans made it feel like a home game, Harrison Malkin reports that the New York Giants stole the show.
In front of more than 60,000 American and European fans, the Giants upset the Packers 27-22 at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Despite the Giants facing numerous obstacles and injuries this year, they are off to a hot 4-1 start. Superstar Giants running back Saquon Barkley scored the go-ahead touchdown. Barkley says it's more than just a typical win.
We are overseas playing a game that we love, trying to expand the game to fans, new fans. If I go back to when I was an 8-year-old kid and I started playing football, I'll be really happy where I'm at.
This is the 32nd NFL game played in London since the league started hosting games there in 2007. For NPR News, I'm Harrison Malkin in Tottenham.
Georgia has moved back into the number one spot in the AP College football rankings after beating Auburn on Saturday 42-10. Those rankings were just announced today. The Ohio State University moved from number 3 to number 2 following yet another blowout on Saturday, beating Michigan State 49-20. Alabama, meanwhile, slid from 1st to 3rd after a last-minute win over Texas A&M 24-20. Clemson and Michigan round out the top 5, followed by Tennessee in the 6th slot, USC at number 7, Oklahoma State in 8th, Ole Miss at 9th, and Penn State filling in the top 10. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.